Hey there, SLP. You are listening to this podcast, so I know that you love to listen to podcasts. And if that is the case, then I know that you are going to love my secret private podcast, Secondary Secrets for SLPs. Its 6 short episodes will have you walking away feeling refreshed and inspired and ready to take on those challenging secondary speech students. So if you work with grades 4 through 12, and are in a planning rut or wanting some fresh new ideas to keep your students motivated, make sure you head to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets. You are not going to find this podcast in your iTunes podcast search browser. You can only get access by going to that link. So head to it now. It is 6 short episodes that you can listen to it in under an hour, like totally Netflix binge-worthy. I made this just for you, and I know you are going to love it. SLPs have been telling me already that it has changed their way for working with their older speech students. So head on over, again, to speechtimefun.com/secondary-secrets or use the link in the show notes, and I can't wait to hear what you think. Now let's head on to this week's episode of SLP Coffee Talk. Welcome to SLP Coffee Talk, the podcast designed exclusively for speech-language pathologists who work with older students, grades 4 through 12. I am your host, Hallie Sherman, your SLP behind Speech Time Fun, the Speech Retreat Conference, and the SLP Elevate membership. And I'm thrilled to bring you conversations, strategies, and insights that will give you the jolt of inspiration that you need. Whether you're tuning in during your morning commute, on a break in between sessions, or even during a well-deserved relaxation time, I am here for you each and every week. Let's do this, SLPs. Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of SLP Coffee Talk. Do you like music? Because if you do, you're going to love my guest today, Kevin Simmons from The Singing SLP. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you, Hallie. Thank you for having me. Super excited.
Yay. So, one, if you are listening, Kevin presented at the November Speech Retreat all about using music and speech therapy. I got to meet Kevin in person at the ASH convention in Boston. And if you're not following him on Instagram, like, where have you been? But Kevin, in case someone listening is not familiar with who you are, tell everyone a little bit about who you are and your journey as an SLP today.
Yeah, thank you. A kind intro. So I am a pediatric speech therapist. I've only been doing this for about a year. My CEF, I completed 4 or 5 months ago. The timelines are just like scattered. Once you're in the workforce, it's just, but yeah, about a year and a half. And back in grad school, I've always loved music. I loved just listening to it while studying. And I would make up little songs to help me memorize like the cranial nerves. And lo and behold, I was singing a song to one of my adult patients, and we were moving and grooving to L is for the way you look at me while we were just taking a little break, and she had Broca's aphasia, so it was difficult for her to speak fluently, and when she was singing, it was just as fluent as can be. It was beautiful. So I know she had asked me, and my professors had kind of renditioned this name, like, why don't you just sing and incorporate that into speech in your career? And I didn't really take it seriously until I graduated and realized that like music can be literally involved in every aspect of speech. So why not run with that and create lyrics for language strategies, create lyrics for grad school students who need help with studying for their anatomy tests, and then just music for parents that need a little tune for their child at home for the cleanup song. So yeah, I just love music. It's one of my favorite passions. I tell people I'm not the greatest singer, so don't expect like a Mariah Carey or like a Justin Bieber-esque performance, but I will sing, and it's fun. It's enjoyable.
Hey, I love it. And your songs are catchy, and you're making connections with your clients. And And hey, you do have a good voice. If you heard me sing, you'd think otherwise. There's a reason why I don't sing. My own children tell me, Mom, please don't.
No. I've had a couple kids tell me that, like, shh, shh. And that's all right. It's humbling. It's humbling.
And that's communication, too. So.
Right.
So can you share, like, some fun examples of how you've started incorporating music into speech?
I guess we can look at all different aspects of language. So for articulation, I've created a song for like consonant clusters based off the Golden Girls theme song. And it hurts my heart a little bit because I'm getting at that age where it's like kids are like, oh, wow, you're old. But I'll talk to some of my therapy aides and we'll say like, hey, you know, the Golden Girls? And they're like, what? And I'm like, what? So created a song for articulation. Just recently, one of my favorite songs that I created was based off the Frozen soundtrack. And I created a gestalt language processing, just easy ways to incorporate music, especially for the child. I've had a lot of GLPs on my caseload that will just like hone in on music. Anytime someone is singing, they hone in. So this gave kids a good, fun way to learn and sing along. And then also parents, most of the time, put up lyrics and then also just information, simple information so that they can have that and sing along with their child. So that's been really fun. And then the Cranial Nerve song, that's another one of my favorites where I took from Mulan, I'll make a man out of you. I'll learn the cranial nerves. And we just go through the cranial nerves. Because if you think back, Allie, I mean, when was the last time you had to memorize the cranial nerves and know like,
17 years ago, so I couldn't even tell you.
Right. So I've had a ton of grad school students and also professionals like, oh man, where was this song when I was in grad school? So it's cool to apply that, just songs that I grew up on and turn them around. And I'll sometimes make my own beats and put out songs, but for the most part, I love like renditioning songs and making those familiar tunes so parents and professionals like you and I can be like, oh, that's catchy. Like I can incorporate that into speech.
I love that.
Thank you.
Can you share like an aha or a success story, like when you finally connected with a child that you might have been struggling with or they were not making progress and now all of a sudden they were? Can you share a little?
So I think for my grad school experience, I went to a great program, Radford University. Had a great program there and we didn't really learn and know about gestalt language processing. So like I mentioned earlier, I mean, a ton of kids on my caseload that I believe at least are GLPs. And so one of the aha moments for me in this past month, I'm learning more about GLPs and how they process. And I know from early on in grad school, when I was transitioning into the workforce, and I feel like you have this same feeling and this same sentiment with a lot of therapists listening, is that we have this structure and it's like, all right, we have to go by the structure. We can deviate a little bit, but you know, you don't want to mess up any program that your CF supervisor has made. You don't want to stray because what has worked has worked. So I think I was in that boat where I was like, oh man, I can incorporate music, but I mean, I know the research. Let's just, you know, sit down, we'll play, do this. So long story short, have learned more about myself and how I want to lead my speech sessions. And I have just involved more and more music and just made random songs sitting on the floor. And before that, it was like, let me just pull up on YouTube and pull up a familiar song that they know. But I was singing a song and was just like, let's push the chair. Let's push the chair. And I had this girl who is maybe a stage two. She has a lot of scripts and we're trying to shape that into meaningful speech. And she looked at me and like she was leaning her head back and forth. And then she was just like, push the chair and joining in with me. So that was a really cool like aha moment for me to realize that, like, and this can be applied for anyone, not just using music, but just go with what your child or your patient is going with. I think for me early on, I was so type A, like, all right, I have to have a lesson plan. If this doesn't work, at least I have two or three backups, like on paper. But now I've kind of like thrown away the paper, and you had a post, I believe, where you were talking about just wing it. You know, sometimes it's, let's just wing it. So that's been a huge aha moment for me in my career, because it's definitely is rewarding to see that like your most unstructured lesson plans and speech sessions are probably the best and most rewarding for your patient.
Like, it's such a way, it's not even just winging it. It's that connection over like data collection.
Right, exactly.
It's those organic moments where you can really just connect with that client, child, person in front of you and say like, what can I do to like connect and get, I don't say right. something out of you, but like, let's make progress that way versus when you're going through a script, that's when you're like overwhelmed, you're not willing to be flexible. And
yeah.
So I love that. I love that yeah. just making that connection and having those aha moments make you just fuel you for like the next moment. You're like, forget the script, forget the plan. Just let's just sing and have fun.
Exactly.
Do you find some of your clients come back like week after week, starting to like become familiar with some of the songs that you're teaching them? Do they recognize it?
That's a good question. I haven't really implemented a lot of like, so I'll give you an example. This swing song I posted about a couple of days ago, I'll sing that song, but like it'll be variations because one, I don't remember the lyrics. And then two, it will just depend on like what we're working on or where we're at. So I may use that same beat and same rhythm to stacking blocks, but I haven't had a kid. That's funny though. I haven't had a kid come up to me like looking for that song, but I will say it's been, oh my gosh, kids can make you feel like celebrities, because I've had a couple kids where they will like cry coming into the room, like, where's Mr. Kevin? Where's Mr. Kevin? And it's a cool feeling to know that these kids look up to us. We see them almost every day. So I can see how impactful we can be on their lives. So it's rewarding.
It's so amazing. I love it. I love just, you get to have fun each and every day.
I know, right? That's not a bad job. That is not a bad job.
Like, even when it's stressful, even when there's a lot of paperwork, even when you're just like, okay, is it Friday yet? You got paid to sing all day, like, and have fun and make connections and make a difference. Like, that's so, so cool.
It's hard to remind yourself in those moments, you know, especially when it's like, oh my gosh, so much to do. But yeah, like you mentioned, when you sit back like on a Friday, like, man, that was a tough week, but it was cool that we got through those tough obstacles and we got through those transitions and we made it.
I'm going to ask you, and you can say no. Can you sing us one of your favorites?
Well, so I can't remember all the lyrics though.
That's okay.
But yeah, I always like the GLP one. All my life has been a series of ALP, but suddenly I learned GLP. See, I've been thinking my whole life to find my own speech. Maybe it's my mommy talking or the GLP, but with you, I found my speech and it's nothing like I've ever learned before. Speech is an open door. Speech is an open door.
And while you were singing that, I was humming like the real words, by the way, in my head.
Right, right. Yeah. See, I'm telling you, you got to have me on again for another talk, because I can talk about music like that right there. You are remembering the lyrics, but you keep repeating and having the lyrics in front of you. And you can learn about just all language processing. And the same thing goes with the cranial nerve song. So that's why I think it's so cool. And I would just plug in while studying. And I know some people can't do that, but that honestly was the only way I could study with having noise and background music. So yeah, it was just like my beat. And then when it came to test day, it was just like, okay, All my life has been a series. Oh, GOP. You know what I mean? Like,
I love it.
You know, I just love music and I hope to do more research on it.
That's awesome.
Sure.
Now, can you handle a challenge? If I throw a goal at you, can you think of a song off the top of your head?
Okay. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. I like it.
All right. What about winter vocabulary? Winter clothing.
Oh, winter vocabulary. Okay, winter clothing. What kind of song do you want to go off?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, I like Love Story. That's one of my favorite ones. We were both young when we learned winter clothing. I closed my eyes and then I saw the hat on my head. Oh, I think I need to go to bed. But then I thought about how it's so cold. So I grabbed my winter coat and felt so warm underneath the night sky. Oh, I think I need one more thing for clothing. I grabbed my mittens and I went
went outside.
Right, there you go.
In the snow, you make a snowman jump.
I can't remember how the chorus goes.
I don't know. And I can't say something. Now, everyone is going to have in their head Frozen now and Taylor Swift. So I apologize, everyone at work, driving to work right now. The rest of the day, if you're humming those two songs, you can thank us later.
Yep. You know, especially if you're dealing with winter clothing, which is crucial and just all language processing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm liking
there are a few songs I will say, I wish I was like that quick, but there are a few songs I can like just think off the fly and be like, oh, that's a good, because I'm a huge rhyming pattern guy and I like to have some rhymes or stick to what, like the Taylor Swift song, like I want to stick to what her lyrics go by. So yeah, off the cuff, I need to get better with that, but there will be a day where you can just throw something at me and I'll be like, boop, 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 boop.
Okay, we're going to redo this in like 6 months. We're going to do a whole, like, I'm going to have the audience submit their challenges for you.
I was like Jimmy Fallon thing? Or yeah.
I can't believe Jimmy's one of those guys like that. He's like, throw him a beat or random instruments and he just goes. That's awesome. Everyone listening is probably like, that was pretty cool. And you guys even heard me sing. So that
you have a good voice. I try to tell people, I know I don't have a good voice, but you have to use your voice and sing because, again, these kids, these patients, they think we're celebrities. And like, yeah, it's just a beautiful thing to use your voice and no care in the world. You know what I mean? And that's where they see like, oh, Hallie's singing. All right, let me join it. You know what I mean? So,
and I'll say I didn't come up with lyrics to songs. I have used song lyrics in my speech therapy with my fifth and sixth grade students. And like, we'll do it then afterwards. Like, we work on context clues and vocabulary and like summarizing and all those good things. But and I've sometimes had sing along, but they don't want to hear me sing. What would you say? Like, so someone saying, can they do this with middle school and high schoolers? What would you say?
So. Middle school is they're tough. I remember those ages. That was a tough years for me. Middle school. I'd still encourage it. I think the way you can present it is like you were doing. Show the lyrics and ask them about their favorite artists. And if it's not singing, at least it's like rapping. You know what I mean? And you can go to the beat. Because there's a couple I have to go through. Some of my lyrics, I just have like a huge Google Doc of lyrics and songs, but there's some like syntactic grammar ones, a lot of older population that they would enjoy. And so they may not have to like sing it, but encourage them to maybe even like hum it. Cause I know kids are cool nowadays. So it's like, if you hum it and then hum with them, that humming turns into like a beat. It turns into actual words. It's a gentle nudge that it's like, and then you can kind of see it in their eyes. It's like, all right, you want to sing, like, let's just go ahead. But yeah, especially with fluency too, I need to repost a fluency song that I made because, as you know, with a lot of our kids, that stutter, they do well when they're singing or doing a different activity they enjoy. So music can just bring out so much in an individual, and that may be your avenue to grow that connection that you were talking about, where you haven't really gone through to this middle schooler, but you bring in that Taylor Swift song and they start to open up and it's like, oh, you like that song too? And just to be silly with it, you don't realize how silly our patients want to be. And I keep saying patients because adults, they want to be silly too. Like, we have this kid energy in ourselves because we're so work structured, or society has us where it's like, all right, we got to finish our notes, we got to be this professional. But we're working with kids, we're working with people that want to get better, but they also want to have fun at the same time. Like, or at least I don't want to just go to a theme park and just robotic, like, all right, let's get on this ride. And you know what I mean? So yeah, for anyone listening out there, for middle schoolers, I'd encourage just incorporate music in the beginning of the session. You know, just have like, hey, let's pick out your favorite song, listen to it, and then you can go on about your session and talk about it. I really think that opens up a lot of conversation about the music and their likes and dislikes.
I love it. That means that you can even use it to help them study for like a test, like science or social study, like they have a vocabulary test. Pair it to a song.
Exactly, exactly. And I talk about me matching up with the scheme and trying to match the lyrics, but as you mentioned, and we're just going to keep going back on, be unplanned with it. It doesn't have to match. The best lyrics and best songs don't go together. So yeah, with the winter clothing, we were both young, we had some coats on. It doesn't have to rhyme. So I found some mittens and I was like, Hallie, oh my goodness, yes, we did it. Right? And just squeezing those words.
And I can see students even wanting to help come up with these songs.
Exactly. Exactly.
That can be the lesson. Like, you don't have to come up with it ahead of time. Like, just pick, like, let them pick the song. Let them pick the lyrics. Like, that's a session in itself.
Right. I love that.
It's so cool. Oh my goodness. Now I'm going to have Taylor Swift in my head all night, but that's okay. There's worse things in the world. With my children here at home, I hear it all the time anyway. So it's all
good. Do they like Taylor Swift?
Obsessed.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are pure Swifties.
Yeah, I mean, she is golden. You just can't beat her.
And now they're watching football because of her. So it's finally funny. Any last bit of advice for someone who's hesitant or unsure whether or not they should be or could, or whether or not music is right for them to incorporate into their speech rooms?
I just encourage to look in herself. Just look at like, what are some of the songs, or like, where do you find your peace? And I don't want to speak for anyone, but I think a lot of times when we're finding peace and when we're just having those moments by ourselves, we're quiet, yes, but vice versa, we may be listening to calm music. We may be listening to that breakup song to kind of get us through that life circumstance. But I, for one, have always used music to express myself. And so I'd encourage the listener to just think about how we cope and how we learn, and then apply that to the kid, the middle schooler, the adult dysphagia patient, and think about like, all right, well, if I cope through that, think about how our child right now is having a difficult time with transitions. Like, that music may be the best solution for them to find that rhythm and to think about like, oh man, this is calming. And again, when I was talking about at the retreat, like, it, music has so many benefits and I really can't list them all, but just the repetition with rote skills, finding that prosody for fluent or non-fluent talkers. And yeah, so I just encourage to look in herself and use those practices. You don't even have to sing. You can just pull up YouTube and talk about, oh, did you like that song? Like, why did that beat go down and then go back up? Can we do that with our voice? for working on articulation. Whoa! So yeah, it just has so many benefits. You can be creative with it, and I just encourage to use it. There's no harm in it. It's just an explosion of communication. So
I love it. Just try. Why not?
Try it.
You won't know unless
you try.
I get so
passionate about it. I mean, I'm sorry that I did it to you, but you still have that song stuck in your head. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm thinking about some more verses now. Like,
right. Like, I know later on I'm thinking, all right, Hallie and I, we need to make a winner song.
I want to tag on Insta when you bring that on.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, everyone listening, definitely go check out his Instagram, Singing SLP, because he has tons of videos there with the songs ready to go. You can play them. You can listen to yourself if you want to sing it. Play them for your grad students who might be learning about the cranial nerves and other things.
Right.
Kevin has a lot of tips for grad students since he is fresh there not so long ago. And I love how far you've come and have such passion. And I know that you're going to do such more amazing things in the field. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us here today. Everyone listening, Kevin, where can everyone learn more about you? And even though I just already said the singing, this will be on Instagram, but where else can people find you and learn more about you?
Yep. So same handle on TikTok, Singing SLP. Still do the same videos. There are some like lifestyle things I'll post up on there just to show that, yes, we're speech therapists, but we like to have some fun. And then you can find me on YouTube. I hope in 2024, I'll be creating a specific kids YouTube channel called Mr. K. That will be all songs dedicated. Hopefully have some almost like Jack Hartman-esque videos, but it's all music, all fun. So you can find me there on YouTube, The Singing Speech Therapist. And yeah, on my website, if you want to check out some different brands and look up haircuts, if you're in the Atlanta area, I'm there. I'm a sensory barber. And yeah.
I was about to say, we haven't even mentioned it. Like, he also is a barber. So Jack of all trades here, like, not only singing, but love everything you're doing, all related to just making such an impact. So I am encouraging you. Yes, please get this YouTube channel up and going, because
yes, I will.
Thank you, so beneficial. So Kevin, I always end my episodes with a joke, because jokes are another way to build rapport. I was trying to find a musical one, very, very hard. Okay. The best one I can find, and so I apologize, it's very cheesy. Why couldn't the pony sing a lullaby?
Something about he wants a name. I don't know what.
She was a little horse.
No, I like that. I like that. That's super cute.
It was a musical one. I tried to find like some that. Sort of. So thank you, Kevin. Everyone, go check out all his things. Send him a message. Tell him which song you love best or tried with your students as well and were successful. Let me know. I want to hear from you guys if you are using music with your students. I want to hear from you. And thanks again, Kevin. We're going to have you back on the show. I'm going to have like the audience submit some challenge questions.
We'll make it a game.
We're done. All right. So until next week, everyone, stay out of trouble. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of SLP Coffee Talk. It means the world to me that you're tuning in each and every week and getting the jolt of inspiration you need. You can find all of the links and information mentioned in this episode at my website, speechtimefun.com. Don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss any future episodes. And while you're there, it would mean the world to me if you would take a few seconds and leave me an honest review. See you next week with another episode full of fun and inspiration from one SLP to another. Have fun, guys.